I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Don't miss the big damn deal of the day. Every day at 1:30 during the Sweet Spot on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Friday Fun Junior, where we're live from Fan Tree Farm. It's kind of awesome, sped up.
Kind of is.
I love it.
Where yesterday on the helpline, we had a particular caller who threw this out to Bob.
Hey, boys, it's Colton. Hey, can we have Bob rank his top five white bald guys? That's it. Queef.
Top five white bald guys that we kind of wanted you to separate into sports and non-sports, if there was such a category.
Yes, and I will tell you, I'm just not going to Google, like, full DNA ethnicity test on some of these. We're just going to...
We'll let it pass.
If they look white to Bob.
Yeah, right.
Just lightly complexion guys who are bald.
Okay.
Athletes first.
Fair enough.
Okay, so we'll do the athletes subdivision.
Do you have these in order? Are we going like 5-1?
5-1.
Okay, perfect.
Put a lot of thought into this. This was actually a fun exercise.
Okay. And
things you might do when you're watching the combine.
Is it also based on how they influenced you to become a better bald man?
Here's the thing. The reason you want hair in the first place as a young man is because you think you would probably look ridiculous without it.
You don't know. It's the fear of the unknown.
No, you don't know. But as a kid, everybody around you has a full head of hair because you're young and you see old people and you see... Some old dudes have no idea what to do when they're going bald, and like we said, I always use Tony Kornheiser, but George Jefferson. I mean, there's a bunch of, I don't know, and just total give up.
Ron Washington.
And you don't want to be that dude necessarily, and so if you ever shave your head, it's often from a Hail Mary, having 20% of my hair is not working for me. Let me try 0% and see if it's better or worse. Like,
yeah,
you're like you reach that tipping point where you're like, well, it can't be worse.
It can't be worse.
And at least it'll be clean.
So what I would say is to make my list, I would say you have to be pretty handsome.
Okay.
Like, I would think the ladies would say, you know, I like a guy with a full head of hair, but this guy's got it going on, right?
Yeah.
She'll make an exception. They'd be sponge worthy.
And so that would eliminate the thumb.
Right.
So Butterbean is not on your list?
So if you have a bald head, but you've ever been told you sort of look like a thumb, then I'm probably not going to put you on my list. That probably means there's no shape, there's no sharp jawline. You just sort of look like a thumb with a face on it. If you Google men that look like thumbs, I bet you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about if you're not sure. So we're talking about these guys look like they were designed to be bald.
Yeah.
Okay? Which is what every bald guy hopes for. Athletes first?
Sure.
Okay. Athlete division. At number 5, I'm going to say Brian Urlacher had this spot until he signed up for fake hair.
Yeah.
Or whatever he has. It might be real hair from, like, the back of his head, but...
Right.
He looked like a Roman gladiator, bald. And then whether it was a financial move or whatever... He's been going with some pelt on top of his head, and I'm sure he looks fine.
Yeah, he looks weird. But I love his bald head. It was badass.
Yes, and if you do look like that, then don't go get hair again. But
no.
He did it, so he's off my list. So I have I've put Manu Ginobili, late-stage Manu Ginobili, at number 5.
Because he hung on.
He hung on, but when he went, he looked great.
I know, but boy, he hung on for the longest time.
Yeah.
He was in denial.
Yeah.
But at the end, he made the right call. And if you Google bald Manu Ginobili, that's what we're talking about right there. Athletic.
Yeah.
Fit.
Lean.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Okay. At number four, and he probably should be higher on my list, except he might not technically be an athlete, Robert Saleh.
I knew he was going to make the list.
He would be number one if only because Al Michaels said I looked like Robert Saleh to him. And the more I think about the fact that the guy who called the Miracle on Ice was kind enough to tell me I look like the most buff human alive, even if Al Michaels is losing his sight and isn't quite as sharp as he once was, I'm going to take that to my grave.
He's looking through, like, one-inch cataracts.
You should have seen, because we were all there.
I've never been more proud. Just to talk to Al Michaels makes you proud.
Yeah, and he came back with his plate of sushi. Bob did it. This is at the media party, the Cowboy media party at Nobu in Malibu. And Bob talks with him, and we're all sitting there, and he comes back, and he was like, I was just told I look like Robert Saleh. We're like, what? He's like, Al Michaels just told me that. He was just like fawning.
Yeah, you were glowing.
Like, who was standing next to me? I feel like a ticket person.
Did you hear that? Did you just hear what he said to me?
Man, I think George was standing next to
me. Probably,
yeah. Man.
It was a highlight of
years. Don't you wish there were moments that you could record and play back and like send to your friends? Like Al Michaels.
Say it again, Al.
Tells me I look like Robert Saleh. By the way, I know I don't look anything like Robert Saleh, but I took that to heart. He was at Lake Placid, and that meant a lot. So sure. He's at number four. He should be higher, but I don't honestly know if he was ever full. I mean, he looks athletic.
Close enough.
All right. At number three, the GOAT of bald athletes, Andre Agassi. It probably should be higher, but he made it acceptable for those of us in the late 90s to just give it up and shave our heads. And Andre Agassi also fought the good fight, started with amazing long hair.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys that's going to be handsome no matter what you do. And that's really the consistent thing here on the list is these guys could have freaking Alice Cooper hair or no hair, and they're going to be fine. They're handsome men.
He had it glued to his head at the end. Remember that? He was playing a match, and he was like, the glue started running down his head.
I don't remember that.
Oh, dude, it's all out there. And that's when he realized, he's like, I can't do this anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
At number two, this may require Google for some of you, but those who know. I mean, he's one of the most famous athletes in the world, but Zinedine Zidane.
That's a good one.
Very famous for the headbutt in the World Cup.
Yeah.
But what a handsome, handsome bald man he is.
Indeed.
And at number one, athlete division, and this one is not close. This is one of the baddest men on the planet. Square jaw. The ladies have loved him since birth. They will love him till death. Marc Messier is...
That's a great one.
...is the absolute goal for any bald guy.
When did he shave it?
He looks great on the TNT set
to
this day.
Absolutely. He's like 65 probably, and he looks like just
I wonder when he did it, how old he was when he did it.
I mean, before they won the cup.
I don't remember him ever having hair.
He had hair in the 80s for sure, but I don't remember the moment, but...
Trailblazer.
He came out of it looking great. In fact, he might have been there before Agassi. Okay, let's go to the non-athlete division. At number five, this is probably the only guy on the list where, well, I'm just going to say Stanley Tucci looks pretty good bald. I don't know if he is a guy that you would mind bumping into in a dark alley. I'm not sure if he knows karate. I think karate helps on this list.
Yeah, Tucci had hair for a long time. But his decision to go full shave was a great move.
He looks great.
Yeah.
He looks great walking around Italy.
Yeah.
And
show.
I think he's doing fine. Although, I don't remember. He might have.
No, he's fine.
Okay, good.
He's fine.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
He's all good.
I want to hear that.
Safe space.
What?
At number four, just because, come on, Vin Diesel. He looks like he should be trifled with.
I'll give you Vin.
He does not look like a thumb. I don't know much about him, but it looks like he can hold his own. He looks like he likes drag racing.
I forgive all of those ridiculous movies that he's been a part of just because the first time I ever saw him was Saving Private Ryan, and I'm like, you're a badass.
Yeah. Vin Diesel, great bald man.
He describes himself, by the way, as a person of color, but it's an ambiguous, multiracial ethnicity.
Vin?
Well,
yeah. Okay.
That's what America's
acceptable.
All about.
Yes, melting pot. It's what we are.
At number three, going to use a little license here and say peak Walter White is number three on my list.
Yeah, he made it cool.
He made it cool.
He is the one who knocks.
He made it cool.
And he made it look like a badass.
Yeah, yeah. Number two, best of the best bald men, and all with the square jaw and the action hero flair about them, Bruce Willis. Again, like Agassi, without you, Bruce, I'm not sure any of us would have tried to shave our heads. You walked so we all could run. We'll never forget you in Die Hard. Like,
he had hair in Die Hard.
The greatest, well, I mean.
Oh, just in general. Yeah.
I honestly, did he have hair like in by Die Hard 2, though?
Yeah. In one of the sequels, I know it was shaven, but he definitely had it for one.
The fourth one that was shaven.
I mean, Moonlighting, when he first hit.
Great hair.
He was holding on. He had the widow's peaks.
Might have been like 12 Monkeys or something on the Bruce Willis timeline. What do you have, Ham, on this?
I just said 12 Monkeys is a great movie.
Oh yeah. Hey, Lando.
It is. Hey, Lando.
Hey, I'm new here. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
And at number one, another guy who dealt with hair and it kept going and going and it got shorter and shorter to a point where I think it's just full-fledged shaved. But again, my generation, action hero, Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Statham is solid.
Square jaw.
Yeah.
You do not want to fight him.
Same character in every movie, but that's okay.
That's all right.
That's not part of the criteria.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you these guys are great actors. I'm telling you they're a credit to the bald community.
Dude, he took down the Meg. Think about that.
The Meg. So I don't know how we make a Mount Rushmore with these 10 names, but this is the honor roll. None look like thumbs. They all look like they're trying to eat right, stay fit.
Yeah.
You know, get their steps in. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we could do some pull-ups.
All right, Dave, so we're going to have to do equal time. We're going to have to do our hair gods.
That's everybody.
Some of them.
This is a true minority here.
You're right. I don't want to step on
fully,
your toes.
The fully bald.
No doubt.
Fully bald white guys.
All right.
Who don't look like thumbs.